Rapid technological innovation and change is often one of the biggest challenges facing many company CIOs. Keeping a watchful eye on technology to identify significant trends and changes is an important part of the work done by researchers at the Accenture Technology Labs in France. I asked Kelly Dembski, Director of Research at the Labs, what he thought were the most important technology trends that CIOs should be looking out for in the next 5 years.
There are a couple. One is, which actually is not necessarily a technology trend, but it's looking at Gen Y, or the millennial generation. Basically, you have a generation who, for pretty much all of their lives, they've had the ability to use technologies in ways that previous generations didn't. So their use of and adoption of new technologies is going to be dramatically different than what we had before. And so while that's not a trend in technology itself, it's a trend in the opportunities to use technologies and the opportunities to think differently about technologies ranging from collaboration to knowledge management to things like how do you enable the workers, giving them cell phones, texting, laptops, etc. So you're going to see, as technology changes, you're going to see the uses of those technologies accelerate because of that new generation. And one way that you'll see them accelerate is with things like the collaboration technologies themselves, talking about crowdsourcing or mass collaboration, right? People collaborating in a way that's very different from a past where you and I might have gotten on the phone and that's collaboration. You have people sharing ideas and working on work without ever seeing each other. Another way is getting into some of the user-created content or user-created applications, right? Things like mashups, where people who are not necessarily programmers, but who are technologically savvy, can create applications both, you know, in the public sphere and in business, applications that suit them and their peers in ways that they couldn't do before. And what you'll have with those applications is not, you know, a small number of general applications, but a million targeted applications that target either the needs of a specific work group or of a specific peer group.
Are there any specific technologies, though? Obviously now this is going to be something that CIOs will have to bear in mind,
right, if
they're changing workforce, but what are the technologies that they should really be having their eye on?
I think for me, especially with that question, one of the answers is cloud computing. Because when you ask about CIOs, you have a group that is traditionally in the role of buying hardware, managing hardware, managing things like application rollouts and the maintenance of installed applications, right? And when you take those sorts of activities and you look at cloud computing, ranging from some of the actual computing offerings or to some of the like application offerings like Google Apps or a variety of other, you know, office suites, you can imagine a future where the CIO no longer has to buy any hardware that's in their data center. They no longer have to manage any of that hardware. And in the case of these online applications, they no longer have to manage the applications or the rollouts themselves. And another implication of that is that because you do have online applications, the cycle times are different. You know, features can be added slowly. That changes the way you think about training the workforce, right, to use new applications. And so what we've posited, I guess, in some Accenture materials is the change in the role of CIO from someone who does basically manage these hardware systems to someone who either manages the security and the care of the data, right? So someone who worries about the privacy of the data, the security, et cetera, and makes the right relationships, you know, to make that happen. Or someone who spends the bulk of their time, rather than a fraction of their time, worried about the analytical side of the data, right? So if they have the data on a server that they no longer have to care about the server, they can spend more of their time trying to get something out of that data in terms of the value it gives to them, in terms of what it tells them about their customers and so on.
Is there anything else on the horizon that they should be really aware of?
It's interesting. What we've said is that if you're a CIO, the product, right, that you deliver is changing, or at least the support for that product. The customer is changing, right? So there's not a lot in between. But, you know, one thing that we do highlight in the 2008 vision is the increased ability to do deeper and better analytics on the data, right? So cloud, stores your data, manage your data, et cetera. People use your data. But now, how can you process that data, analyze it, to get more insight out of that? And that's something that is changing quite a bit. You know, we've seen in the last couple of years, most, if not every major technology vendor has acquired an analytics vendor or has built up their own analytics in a way that we didn't see in the past. And so, you know, from that, you can generally believe that everyone believes that this is the next big important thing. Everybody has a lot of data in their systems, either data or knowledge. And so the CIO, I think, is in the position of they have more tools available to them. And frankly, they should be concentrating more on using those tools than, say, managing, you know, a data center if they don't have to. I keep going back to the change in the work and in the workforce. What's troubling to me is that in some cases, you'll have people in a CIO type of position who have limited awareness of things like Web 2.0, social computing, basically this new wave of using technologies. And so we've talked a bit about cloud computing, the analytics, the users, et cetera, but I think CIOs need to be aware of what's going on with social computing, and then start to think about not how can we bring Wikipedia into the enterprise, but rather how do we take all of the interesting things that are happening on Facebook, on Wikipedia, et cetera, and figure out how to remix them and reconstitute them in an enterprise setting. And the ability to do that will depend partly on the technology, partly on the workforce and the culture of your workforce and so on, and partly on the ability for people like CIO and HR and other people to position those tools correctly in the company.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.